In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen.
As you know, we are coming to the end of this Coptic year. God willing, in 8 days, we will start the next Coptic year. We'll celebrate Coptic New Year. And as a side point, the Coptic months are pretty neat compared to the regular months we have, because each of the 12 Coptic months has 30 days. So 12 times 30 is 360. So 12 months, 30 days each, and then we have a little month at the end called the little month, which has either 5 or 6 days, depending on if the year to come is leap or not. So we are in the last Sunday of the 12th month, so we're nearing the end of the Coptic year, and it is fitting that the church reminds us in its readings that everything here on earth is going to come to an end, just like this year is coming to an end. Everything on earth is coming to an end, both in a general sense and in a personal or specific sense. My life here on earth will come to an end, and in general, life on earth has an end. And while many may try to predict when the end of the world may come, we are taught by the Lord and by His church that this is not the focus. We shouldn't try to predict something that the Lord told us is not in our authority to know. So instead of trying to predict when the world will end, we ought to focus our eyes and always be ready for, like I said, either my own life to end or life in general here on earth to end. And to be ready and to be prepared gives me a sense of peace. If I have an exam coming up, and if I have not studied, not done my homework or the assignments throughout the term, then naturally I'm going to be stressed. I am not prepared. If I have done the assignments and I have studied along and prepared, then I am at peace. Of course, there may be a sense of anxiety, which is natural, but I am at peace because I'm assured that I have prepared the best that I can. Similarly, if I'm competing in athletics, if I have stretched and I have done the warm-ups and the training, that I'm ready for the athletic event. But if I've neglected to prepare, then I am not ready to compete in athletics. Anything we do in life needs preparation. Anything we do that's worth anything needs preparation. How much more so the kingdom of heaven? So the Lord wants us all to be prepared. And as you heard, he repeats, what I say to you, I say to all, watch. And watch here means be vigilant, be always ready, be prepared so that you can be at peace, be watchful. We want to concentrate on a few words that the Lord gave throughout this reading, and then we will take a quick graphical, practical summary of how to be prepared. The Lord says, he who endures to the end shall be saved. This is a promise from God. So it has a part that I need to do, which is to endure. And endurance, like I said, even in athletics or in studies or at work, is important. How much more so endurance to inherit eternal life in God's kingdom. He who endures to the end shall be saved. He will do the saving. We need to labor and to endure. And the Lord says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So I don't need to put my trust in something that is going to pass away. If something's going to be temporary or temporal or not perfect, then that's not the thing for me to put my trust and hope in. Instead, he says, my words will by no means pass away. So my trust and my hope and all my life is attending to his words and his promises that will by no means pass away. Take heed, watch, and pray. Have endurance. Like we said, any athlete or any person in any stage of their life, in order to succeed, needs endurance. Endurance means to be steadfast, keep focused. He who endures to the end will be saved. A promise from God, and God's promises are always fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, another promise from God. Don't trust in the world, it will pass away. Some people think this world will continue forever, but the Lord said that this world, this earth, the sky we see, will all have an end, and there's a better life, a better heaven coming for each of us, God willing. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. God's words are eternal. God's promises always come true. Man's promises don't always come true, but God is true. God is honest and truthful, and he's willing and able and powerful. So God's promises always come true. His words and his promises are full of comfort. He promises that he'll never leave us alone. And did he leave us alone? This is a trick question. He went up to heaven. Did he leave us alone? He said, I will not leave you orphans. But where is the Lord? But he sent us the Holy Spirit. He sent us his Spirit to dwell within us. He never breaks his promise. The Lord never breaks his promise. He fulfills all his promises. He promised that he is going to go prepare a place for each one of us and come back and take us so that where he is, we will be also. And he's not breaking that promise. He promised that his yoke is sweet, his burden is light, and all who come to him see that his promise is true. Now, the world tries to give hope, but it's not like hope in God. It can be false hope. It could be hope that disappoints, but hoping in God never disappoints. The world tries to give joy, but it might not be the right kind of joy unless it's in the Lord. The world may try to tempt me with temporary happiness. Happiness if this stuff happens, if I get stuff, or if I get positions or possessions or money, or temporary pleasures in the world. That's what the world calls happiness. It cannot call it joy, for it is not everlasting. But when God gives the joy, no one can snatch God's joy away from us. The world tries to trick us with a false concept of peace, but only the King of Peace can give his true peace. His peace includes peace with God, includes peace with one another, and includes peace with myself. Only God's peace is perfect and complete. And as we come to the end of the world, we need to self-evaluate and see, are we living a life full of hope in God or hope in something else, be it riches, ourselves, our education, our temporary future? As we heard in the Catholic Epistle, our life here is going to vanish like the the vapor, like vapor vanishes. So this coming year, God willing, we'll have a new start, and I need to evaluate, what have I been putting my trust in? What has been giving me joy? Am I only happy when I receive stuff, or am I happy because I have a Heavenly Father who loves me, and his Son who loves me to the point of death, and his Spirit who loves me to the point of wanting to be attached to me every minute of my struggle here to comfort me? God's joy is real, lasting, everlasting. We want to just take a quick look to see if we can take a practical view on how to benefit from the words of our Lord and being prepared. Give it just 2 seconds to load up on the screen. There is a famous nun, Sister Sarah from Upper Egypt, who, in order to keep herself always focused on her heavenly goal, used to always say that, I never put my foot on a ladder or on a step without thinking that I might die before I take the next step. What is this? Is she trying to live a morbid life? Why is she doing this? She's just reminding herself that whether we live a short or long life here, what matters more is the life in the age to come. So how shall I be ready for the age to come? The Lord says, let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves be like men who wait for their master when he will come from the wedding, that when he knocks, they may open to him immediately. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is a coming at an hour you do not expect. And here, of course, the wedding is Christ as our groom, coming to take us, the church, as his bride. Let your waist be girded means put a girdle or a belt, be ready, ready to run to him, to run into his arms, and the lamp to lighten the path so that we can reach him in safety. So we're going to take 5 quick points about how to be ready, okay? The first point is faith. By holding fast to our faith, then I can be ready. And St. Paul tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen or not yet seen. So substance here means assurance. I'm sure it's been substantiated. I realize and I have a strong belief and conviction in the Lord. That's my faith. And the Lord says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And the Lord Jesus himself said, when the Son of Man comes in his second coming, will he find faith on the earth? And we get faith by clinging to the Holy Spirit, and those who love God, obey him, live his commandments, and continually repent and confess will receive faith. And you all know that we profess our faith after, as we begin the next part of the service, we will all recite the creed, we believe in one God. And the creed ends with, we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen. We're not just trusting in God because he's going to keep us successful and healthy and wealthy here. He may not, but what's more important is the age to come. The second point, in addition to faith, is the church's teachings, what we call doctrine, which are, of course, based on the Lord Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone. And we are very blessed to be in this church where there's been no deviation for close to 2,000 years, maybe 1,975 years. Regardless of how the world around us has been changing, we are in what we can call a divine workshop where the truth of the Lord is kept preserved by the apostles who received it from the Lord himself. And we again are blessed to have St. Mark as our first pope, who handed the faith next to the next pope, to the next pope. We have St. Athanasius as our 20th pope, who hands it to the next pope until it reaches our beloved Pope Tewodros II. The doctrine and teachings of the church is another important aspect of being ready. Faith, the church doctrine or the teachings, and third is spiritually. We all strive to grow stronger and healthier and more intelligent. We all strive to grow physically and socially and mentally, but more importantly, spiritual growth is something we cannot ignore. We have to keep growing and growing and growing, and we never stop growing because our aim is to be like Christ. So we keep coming as close and as close and as close as possible to our Lord and Savior, as newborn babes desiring the pure milk of the word that we may grow thereby. And of course, we grow through constant communication and relationship with the one who first loved us. We grow through prayer, through the Bible, spiritual readings, and as you have all come today to partake of his holy body and blood through the church sacraments. Faith, doctrine, and spiritual growth. Next is service, because as St. James reminds us, works must accompany faith. Faith without works is dead. I can't say I have faith and I don't help those around me who are in need, imitating and walking with the Lord to love and to serve and to give and to forgive. And as he says, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. We are not just serving those in need, we are serving the Lord himself. Faith, doctrine, spiritual growth, service, and last but not least, our focus is on our eternal life. Christ in his first coming came to save us for salvation. Christ is coming again to judge everyone in the world. And he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He wants to come in judgment, not to condemn us, but to grant us everlasting life with him. And this needs daily self-reflection and self-examination to see if I'm on the right path, ready, prepared for heaven. And a quick checklist, and this, by the way, is from the Mahargan of this year. The Mahargan Ilkaraza, or the St. Mark's Festival, is focused this year on being prepared. And I stole these slides from my wife's Sunday school lesson. So the checklist here is, am I still too attached to the world? Am I attached to money or power or wealth or even health? Am I too attached to the world or not? Am I able to let go of what's drawing me down to the ground so that I can be elevated up and meet my Lord? How is the state of my soul? Is it pure and clean, or is there some impurity that has crept in through my senses or my thoughts that I need to cleanse through the tears of repentance and confession? Am I living a heavenly life now, constant praise and worship of the Lord? Or else how would I be able to praise and worship when I go to meet the Lord? So those 5 points again are holding fast to our faith, learning from the church teachings, spiritual growth, focus on connection and communication with the Lord and through his sacraments, service to one another, serving the Lord, and being ready, God willing, for eternal life. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Sophia Theo Proschomen, Kiria Eleison, Kiria Eleison, Hen O with me.
Father, Protestant, Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the scriptures. Ascended to heaven, he sits right at hand of his Father, and he is coming again, his Lord, judge living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, will be the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who sees in the Father, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who is spoken by the prophets. In one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess and baptize for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Of sin, forgive me, Rob Fulton. Shri into the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with heavenly peace, by which the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, glory be to God, goodwill toward men.
May for perfect peace, love and holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil entailing death. And make us unworthy, our master, to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation, we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, who art Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our risen and saved us. Amen.
give thanks to the meet and right, truly indeed, it's meet and right. Oh, you who are Master Lord, good before ages and reigning forever, who dwells in the eyes and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heavens, the earth, the sea and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things, seen and unseen, who sits upon the throne of his glory and was worshipped by all the holy power.
You who are seated, stand
before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions and the power.
Look towards the east.
You are around whom stand the cherubim full of eyes and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend
the cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your holy glory.
Created us and placed us in the paradise of joy when we disobeyed your commandment by the guile of the serpents. We fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to but have always visited us with your holy prophets. And in the last days, you manifested yourself to us, Lord, sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. Salvation. He granted us the bits from on high through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us. Whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross. On the third day, he ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which will appear to judge the world in righteousness, and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to
a mysterion in tetim et efsevis et tishgar et ifi efumo cha epanchem pikodumus. Avicin oi, a genev yigit o ebinant alcheni o wenant tolib, o wogem mekarion, o wogem refta anchu. Constem shoy et feharok fietefof en yotefnuti awefni vente oniven et afshepegmot. Αφές μου αίρον.
Αμήν.
Αφεραγγιέζινε. Αυτή φαινείται νόφεν Άγιος μάθητης, ο εν Απόστολος εθόν ευγό εμμος, τεκ ή το βιτόλο βιού, for this is my body, it shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins, do this. In remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
Παίρετι όμπικε αφότ μεν ενσάπιδιπνον αυθόν φεύολκεν ο ερπενεμ ομο ο. Et auf Schöpfung im Mund. Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true. Amen.
So, Venite tenaum evolchem pai oikfoi oentetem so evolchem pai afotfoi eniten eonchem pamu eniten er homologin entanasta. And it in him pomeve Shanti. Commemorate his holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavens, his sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, O Son, full of glory, we offer unto you your oblations from what is yours. For every condition concerning every condition and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you.
Attend, amen.
Oh, pay on command and if I'm in soul, my forever. I offer the onus of Iftaiot in Teti Diathiki in very end. Give him for the salvation and remission of sins and eternal life. To those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Because all worthy are master to partake of your woes and to the purification of your souls, our souls, our bodies, and our spirits, that we may become one body and spirit, and may have a share and inheritance with all the saints who have pleased you since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic Apostolic Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, amen.
This which you have acquired unto yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in it. For months, remember all on the blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop Petrarch of Ottawa the Second, and his brothers in the Apostolic Ministry, Mary Arnastrutz, Arnatius Ephraim of Antioch, Father Matthias of Ethiopia, and Father Anthony of Eritrea. Rightly define the word of truth with them. Grant them unto your church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox, the women's priests and deacons.
Pray for the women's priests, deacons, sub-deacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy. And
all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of your faithful people. Remember, O Lord, have mercy upon us, O.
Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father.
Remember, O Lord, the sake to this holy place which is yours and every place and every monastery of our Orthodox Father.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of the city of ours and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
Those who dwell there in God's faith. Gracious Yaakov, O Lord, to remember this. Gracious Yaakov, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the waters of the river, the cedars, and the plants of the field this year, bless them.
Pray for the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection and peace without harm. Have compassion upon his creation, which his hands have made, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
To their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its furrows be abundantly watered and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you who give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too have sufficiency in everything always. May abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
if Mary and Shons in the on in the end of in an alcohol and neither on in the end of in Oigon in the end of in Oivolito too. My naughty room be the kippy evil. Can if you
Sevek Saste Berton Agion Temion Zoronton Kithionimon K Epros Feronton.
Sani went to Beck Monogenes and Shiri. Trainer is feeling perif me vintin, yes, oh, I've been taught. Arika talks in him choice and take erif me. And yes, O Amtiro, et Avranak, yes, Jenepene, Nenioti, et Ni patrian shis, ni profitis, ni apostolos, ni refionch. Ni evangelistis, ni martyros, ni homologetis, ne mepnevumani ven enethmi et afguke. Stephanus, me and she can be arching the iconos of Wogamantil, Protomantirus, and be the onimons and evangelists, Marcus be apostolus at home, oh, of a martyrus, and be one the anchis of the Savirus, and Pesandius Conus, and be Ios Athanasius be apostolicus, and be Ios Petrus. Ero martyros pi arshi eres nembe aios Ioannes beurotos tomus nembe aios Theodosios nembe aios Theophilus nembe aios Dimitrios nembe aios Kyrillos nembe aios Vasios nembe aios Egregorios bi Theologos nembe aios Egregorios bi Thaumaturgos nembe aios Egregorios pi Armenios. Nembishon chem dismini taftotik in Nikion, Nembishete vente Constantinopolis, Nembis nam shent Ephesus, Nembenyudikios, Pinishti av Antonius, Nembet me ava Pavli, Nembishon tets oeb. Ava Makari Nemno Shiritiros Tavrofunus Nempeniut Ayanis Bevomenus Nembeut Ava Pishoi Piet Mi Piromenteleos Pimenrit Entevensotir Enagatus nempeniut ava pafni periftamoni mezekein befmantidis nemnashon seniulti ento aben romeos maximus nemdometios nempiemen sitem martinos nisen loente chigit nempigores oem ava mu. Nemi Ioannes kami pe verenvite erus nem peniut ava Daniel biomenus nem peniut ava Isodorus pe presbiterus nem peniut ava Pachum fati kenon ienem Theodoros besmatitis nem peniut ava Shenuda be Arshemen deritis nem ava Iso Pefmathitis. Nem peniut ava Tiklaimanun, bebrezuiterus emteni athavsh. Nem peniut ava Avram, piebescobus entefium nem gize. Nem abune Michael el Behiri, pefmathitis. Nem beniut ava kerellos pi mansu, nem beniut habib gerges pi arshidia kunus. And the choir of your saints, through whose prayers and supplications have mercy upon us all and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us. And those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our minds, those who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ, graciously, O Lord, repose the souls of your servants, Asam Farag, Mumtaz Basra Gavargi, Victoria Omus Gavargius, Mahansin Abdu, Nagwa Shawi Isha, Salama Gabriel Latif Shunuda Mark Milan. Graciously, O Lord, repose on them souls in the bosom of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in a green pasture by the water of rest in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your saints.
Lord, have mercy.
Those O Lord, whose servants you have taken repose in them in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever in the heavenly Jerusalem, and in that place. And we too are sojourners in this holy place. Keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end. The way unto your kingdom, that as in this also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed, and exalted, and everything honored and blessed, together with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit, in eternity. Let us give thanks to God the Pentecost, to the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he also has made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion of partaking of his divine and immortal mystery. Fifteen stones in JP Pantocrator, choice penuti. Begotten Son, God the Father, Logos, who loved us, and because of his love, he wanted to save us from eternal perdition. And since death was in the way of our salvation, he yearned to be through it because of his love for us. And so he went up to the cross to pay the price of our sins. We are the ones who sinned, and he was the one who suffered. We are the ones who were indebted to the divine justice as a result of our sins, and he was the one who paid off our debts. For our sake, he preferred suffering to ease, and comfort, toil to rest, shame to glory, and the cross to the throne, which is carried by the cherubim. He consented to be tied in ropes to release us from the bonds of our sins. He humbled himself to lift us up. He hungered himself to feed us and thirsted himself to quench our thirst. He went up on the cross naked to clothe us with the cloak of his righteousness. He opened his side with a spear that we may enter and dwell in the throne of his grace, and that his blood may flow from his body and wash away our sins. Finally, he died and was buried in a grave, that he may raise us up from the death of our sins and grant us and everlasting life.
Lord have mercy.
So, my God, it is my sins that the thorns that plunged into your holy head. It's I who have saddened your heart by indulging in the worthless pleasures of the world. And is this road leading to death which you are walking along, my Lord and my Savior? What is it that you carry on your shoulders? Oh, it is the cross of shame which you carried on my behalf. How could this be, my Redeemer? What made you accept all this? Could the Great One be disgraced? Could the Glorified One be humiliated? Could the Most High be humbled? Oh, how great is your love. It is your great love which made you accept and bear all this suffering for my sake. So I thank you, my Lord, with all your angels and creatures who also thank you on my behalf. For I fail in giving thanks to you that match your love, have within ever witnessed a love that is greater than this love. So then, grieve, O my soul, for your sins which have inflicted all this pain on our compassionate Redeemer. Visualize his wounds before you and take refuge in him when the enemy is stirred up against you. Oh, my Savior, let me cherish your suffering as my treasure, your crown of thorns as my glory, your pains as my joy, your bitterness as sweetness in my mouth, your blood as my life, and your love as my honor and gratitude. O Christ, stab me with the spear of divine love through your wounds. O Christ, exhilarate me with love of the one who died for me. Through your death, O Christ, clean me of all my sins by your blood. O my beloved Jesus, when you see me a withering member, revive me with the oil of your grace and affirm me as a living branch. O that rova. Come forth to partake of your mysteries, make me worthy and ready to be united with you, that I may call upon the Heavenly Father with the melody of children saying, Our Father.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ Jesus our Lord, for Christ's kingdom, power, and glory. In Christ, Jesus our. Lord,
bow your heads to the Lord.
Before you
Shines in engine,
so
tis my
room. So tis a mean ketop nevmati, so metavovo theopros come in.
Amen, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Agiantis, agis, flointos, criosos, Christos, theotheos, aeans, muslim, neomagunami.
Iso panagios, patir.
Iri responsi. Soma ge on ke mi anchi mi ona ni ti no ni so ne so to yo to te o imu ona mi. Amion ti mi o soma ke na li ti no. Iso Cristo to io to te o imon amen. Fintemmanuel pannuti foi per genomet mi ami amen 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 I believe and confess to the Lord's friend and this is the life giving body that your only begotten Son and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took from our Lady the Lady of us only holy to St. Mary. He made it one with his divinity without envy, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed a good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity pardoned not from his humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye, given for us from salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that this is so. In truth, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Tenate, je fatehe nom with me, amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you, saying hallelujah. Pray for the worthy communion of this immaculate heavenly and the holy mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. In the valley of tears.
Shepherd of my soul, be always near to help me and hear me when I call. My Lord, I'm nothing without you. I am nothing at all. My Lord, I'm nothing without you. I am nothing at all. So take my right hand, O Lord, and lead me forever in your way. So take my right hand, O Lord, and lead me forever in your way. Not leave me alone, my guardian and my God, and hold me lest I fall whenever my footsteps slide. My Lord, I'm nothing without you. I am nothing at all. Take my right hand, O Lord, and lead me forever in your way. So take my right hand, O Lord, and lead me forever in your way. Do not leave me alone. If I'm tempted to sin, when outward things are strong, keep watch, O Lord, within. My Lord, I'm nothing without you. I am nothing at all. I am nothing at all. So take my right hand, O Lord, and lead me forever in your way. So take my right hand, O Lord, and lead me forever in your way. Do not leave me alone whenever I feel frail. Subdue Satan before me and let him not prevail. My Lord, I'm nothing without you. I am nothing at all. My Lord, I'm nothing without you. I am nothing at all. So take my right hand, O Lord, and lead me forever in your way. So take my right hand, O Lord, and lead me forever in your way. Do not leave me alone when I have gone astray, but take my hand and lead me into your way. My Lord, I'm nothing without you. So take my right hand, O Lord, and lead me forever in your way. So take my right hand, O Lord, and lead me forever in your way. Do not leave me alone whenever sins abound, but rather, Lord, forgive me and turn my life around. My Lord, I'm nothing without you. I am nothing at all. My Lord, I'm nothing without you. I am nothing at all. So take my right hand, O Lord, and lead me forever in your way. So take my right hand, O Lord, and lead me forever in your way. Do not leave me alone when hope has fled away, but rather reassure me and teach me to watch and pray. My Lord, I'm nothing without you. I am nothing at all. My Lord, I'm nothing without you. I am nothing at all. So take my right hand, O Lord, and lead me forever in your way. So take my right hand, O Lord, and lead me forever in your way.
Go and if you can see it in the number two of them. Mean. Number old in Jeff Notch. Number old in Jeff. Amen. يا ملاك هذه الذبيحة الطاهرة بهذه تسبح اليوم إلى العلو. كنا أمام الله الحي ليغفر لنا خطايانا نسبحك مع الملائكة قائلين. مجد الله في الأعلى يا رب سنة من يا ملك السلام أعطنا سلامك قرر لنا سلامك واغفر لنا خطايانا توكتي تيجون في اونم بيسمون في امان شاني امين Because worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.